KFIZ News Time is coming up on 10:40 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios here on a Monday, the 8th day of March of 2021. And time for a monthly chat with our friends at Division of Extension Fond du Lac County. And always important to keep folks up to date on some of the work being done with Division of Extension or UW Extension Fond du Lac County. And we're joined by dairy and livestock agent Tina Coleman to tell us more about some things in the world of agriculture. You hear Tina usually on the farm show twice a week from 5 to 6 in the morning, but a little bit later on in the day, we're going to talk to Tina here on the Monday. Tina, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Spencer. Doing fabulous on this beautiful day.
It is a gorgeous day. I wish the window in the studio opened, but it does not. So we are stuck staring out the window, wondering what it's like outside, but we'll try to get out sometime later on this afternoon and enjoy what's going to be a very nice day.
Yes, definitely. A beautiful day, especially for our farmers, and a day like this really just gets their ants in their pants as they get ready for field work.
Yeah, that's true. There's still some snow out there. I was on a drive this weekend and saw still snowpack. I was heading down to the Madison area and saw still snow and, of course, melting snow, creating water in the fields, but hoping that will dry up soon enough to get that that field work in. And we're going to talk about, as field work begins, this is something we talk about usually in the spring and again in the fall during the harvest time, but road safety when it comes to both the farmers out there, but also the general public that is driving and commuting and seeing tractors and other farm equipment on the road too, correct?
Right, and especially this time of year, when it's a beautiful day like this, there may be some tractors on the roads now, moving manure and manure packs onto the fields, those that are accessible to them because they're a little bit drier, they're on higher ground, you know, they're on ground that has good drainage, so they start moving some of that, more of that drier manure that we find on bedded packs or in tie stall barns, the traditional dairy barns that we see in the landscape that have what we call daily haul, where they would haul their manure daily. So you may see some of those tractors and implements on the roads right now. And I think we just need to remember that they go much slower than we do on some of those major roads. And the fact that they do have the right to be on the road as well, just like we do as motorists. But one of the key things we want to remind people is that it is illegal to pass one of those implements of husbandry or those ag equipment that's going slower than us, it is illegal to pass them in a no passing zone. So you know, we want to treat them just like any other vehicle on the road, and especially that so there's a reason why it's a no passing zone, because you can't see around them around a curve or over a hill. So we want to remind everybody, even though they're going considerably slower, it's illegal to pass them in a no passing zone.
And the slow-moving vehicle sign obviously gives you the proper hint as to what you should expect when you're behind one of them. But we all know and we see it. Sadly, there are instances where there's a tragedy that happens because someone isn't paying attention or you know, doesn't follow the rules and maybe passes, as you said, in a no-passing zone. But that's an important tip to keep in mind. And really, it's just practicing patience and remembering that they're doing their job just like you are too, and you'd want people to be safe around you when you're doing your job. It's kind of a respect thing too, right?
Right, right. And, you know, we do have legislation here in the state that our farmers follow regarding use of ag equipment on the roads. And obviously, you know, they have to have a licensed driver or a driver's license. So we'll see some kids driving on the road that are 16 years of age. But again, they have to be legally be able to drive. We'll also, you know, have wider pieces of equipment. And there's rules and legislating indicating how far over the center line that equipment can go over, so we need to be aware of that. Some townships have adopted rules minimizing the tonnage, the weight of the equipment on those town roads to help preserve town roads, or even when we start doing a lot more field work, you may see some roads, especially the more rural roads in the county, be closed down or be set to go one-way traffic, so because some of this equipment is bigger. And, yeah, we just want to be mindful and courteous to each other. And, you know, the farmers don't want to be on the road as they want to be on the road as little as possible. And in some cases, it's not feasible. But there's laws and legislation in place that they have to follow so that they are safe for themselves as well as the other motorists on the farm, on the roads as well.
And as the, I know an issue that pops up from time to time is as the farmer is turning into their field with the equipment, it's not you know, as easy as you or I driving a car. If they've got you know, a big piece of equipment or something attached to the tractor, it takes a little extra time to make that turn too, right? So it's important to, to give that time to let them turn into that field and make that turn safely.
Right, and sometimes they even have to turn wide, especially if they're doing right turns. So just like a large semi, when they're in the city of Fond du Lac, they have to kind of go over and lean so that they can make that wide turn. So it's just being aware and cognizant of your environment, just like we are when we drive regularly, and just be aware that those big, larger pieces of equipment can turn at any time. And they do have flashers on them, they do have the slow-moving vehicle, and they do have turn signals. Some of the older pieces of equipment, you may have to, like, look at the driver in the tractor to see arm signals if they're going to turn right or left. So definitely be aware. Give them some space, and they're going to try to get off the road as much as they can, but be aware that it's that time of year. And when we talk about this time of year, especially you said it's beautiful out and we got some water still in the field. Our farmers do a great job of managing nutrient management or the use of natural fertilizer or cow manure on their field. Mm-hmm. So they do a wonderful job. You're going to see a lot more in the fields here in the next couple of weeks to a month as they're trying to empty some of those storage on their farm. But we have, I don't know if you know this, over 70% of our farmland here in Fond du Lac County, the highest percentage in the state, 70% of our farmland is under a nutrient management plan, meaning that a producer knows how much manure goes on the land, at what rate, what nutrients are going on to the farm, and so that we're not just putting manure on farmland. It is very well calculated and also known how much is on there because we want to save the environment, the groundwater, as well as a cost savings for a producer. Too much nutrient, like manure on a farm, can be a detriment to the crops and to our environment, but yet not enough, then they have to purchase non-organic fertilizer, chemical fertilizer. So, you know, it's trying to be a win-win for everybody, both for our rural neighbors as well as our farmers.
It's something the average person probably doesn't know much about. You drive by the farm field, you're on any highway in Wisconsin or any state that has a rural rural economy that you know, that drives what happens in the state. You see a farmer, a producer out there spreading manure, thinking, they just put down however much they need, and you know, it's just, you know, at random. But there is regulations and guidelines and plans, as you alluded to, that dictate how much can be put out there, and it's all for good reason too, right?
Right. It's a cost savings for the producer. We have to dispose of the manure waste, but yet still trying to be good stewards of our environment. And they have to account for every bit of nutrient through manure going off the farm. And they have a plan that's put through our Land and Water Conservation Department, as well as this larger operations has a plan through Department of Natural Resources, DNR. So it's accounted for. And even, too, the day they can spread, and based on the land or the topography of the land, puts in consideration whether or not they could spread. And Department of Natural Resources puts out a manure risk management awareness app, and every day a dairy farmer can look at to see if this is a good day to spread, or maybe I should wait a day, let things dry out, or looking at the weather conditions, if it's going to snow or have a rain event, you may want to, like, hold off spreading manure on the land. So there's a lot of things in place to help our farmers make good, wise decisions that is beneficial to our environment as well as to the operation.
It's our March Extension updates with the Division of Extension Fond du Lac County talking to Tina Coleman about some ag issues this morning. And Tina, before we let you go, I know you wanted to talk about the economic impact of agriculture We know we are very ag-centric in Wisconsin. We love our cheese. We love our dairy products. We love all the good things that dairy produces to us. But there's a lot more economic impact than just that that dairy, I could assume, correct?
Right. I mean, dairy is the number one industry here in Fond du Lac County, obviously, because of the large number of operations we have and the amount of milk we produce from our Progressive Dairy operators. But, you know, it's a $250 million of product produced here in Fond du Lac County that's milk or dairy-based. We have another $78 million worth of grain that's produced, as well as $9.5 million in vegetables. And what's nice about our economy is that since we are very rural, there's over 7,200 jobs in the county that is employed in some way or fashion through agriculture, whether it's on the farm, in some of the processors like Grande or Belgioso cheese, our vet clinics, even the grocery store that sells our dairy products are part of the agriculture economy. And also, you know, it's huge. $1.3 billion of economic activity in our county is due to agricultural in general, and $39.2 million is paid in sales tax, property tax, and income tax from our farms. So they contribute a lot to our economy, and we're all connected through agriculture here in our county.
Lot of connection to agriculture. You mentioned all the different side industries that support what our farmers and producers do, and even the point of sale where we go to the store and pick up the cheese for our burger, the ice cream for our dish, and the milk for our cereal in the morning. That's a big part of it too.
Oh, absolutely. And so I encourage everybody to help support your ag, just our county economy by just purchasing dairy products, which are good for you, whether it's cheese or milk or even ice cream. But definitely, it's as we support our agriculture industry here in the county, the agriculture industry will support us back through the economic impact.
Tina, if people want to learn more about ag topics from Extension, where can they go to find out more?
Right. So we're definitely on the web. So if they want to Google UWEXFDLAG, they can find a lot of information about agriculture from dairy farms to crops, soil health, and water quality. And also they can learn more about our other opportunities in our office through community development, 4-H and youth. And I work with those youth that show large animals such as dairy, beef, sheep, swine, and goats and horses as well. Or if they have questions about family living issues, communication, finances, definitely just Google us on the web at UWXFDLAG, and we'll be connected to not only the agriculture information, but all the information related to our office.
Very good. Tina, thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much, Spencer.
Tina Coleman joining us from Division of Extension, Fond du Lac County Dairy and Livestock Agent. That's our March Extension reports here on KFIZ, keeping up to date on the work Division of Extension or UW Extension Fond du Lac County is doing. We enjoyed chatting with them.